Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Cool in the air up here in Music City today.
Nice here
and
too.
We're going to have a good day, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. It's
going to
be great.
We're going to have a good day. Carrie Underwood could be going to the Super Bowl this year. She's been there before. She did the national anthem. Then she played in something out in the parking lot with Aerosmith, if I remember. But maybe she gets a bigger slot this year.
Ooh,
could happen.
Halftime?
She's on the, yeah, maybe. I mean, they're running out of stuff to do, and she is a pretty big star. It's NBC's turn, I believe, this year to do the Super Bowl. She's a big NBC star with The Sound of Music, and I don't know, it could happen.
Well, she does the intro.
I mean, it wouldn't be out of the question anyway.
Yeah.
Willie, 81-year-old Willie Nelson, on the cover of the Rolling Stone. He said that he's not really worried about getting busted with all his pot use. He said, they mostly want autographs now.
Wow.
And recently he had a little bit of a health scare, said he had a torn rotator cuff, couldn't play guitar, couldn't play golf, but George Clooney gave him some kind of something for healing, and it worked well. I'm scared to find out what that was.
I'm curious.
Luke Bryan played Foxborough, Massachusetts the other night, and the story on this one is I had to hunt and hunt and dig to find this. Most of the other media didn't even cover the whole thing, and you'd think, well, here it is. Police Chief Edward O'Leary said his troops and fire officials had a long day at the Luke Bryan show. There were some drunken fans, 121 people taken into custody, 40 arrested on various criminal charges, 81 detained due to alcohol intoxication, 47 went to area hospitals for alcohol-related illnesses. Those kind of numbers have become commonplace at New England country shows, so I guess that's not even news anymore.
I guess not.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Luke Bryan, his fame is becoming so much. People magazine's all over him. He's talking about being an impulse shopper. They ask him, are your teeth artificially whitened? He said, I did do that one time. It burned my gums off, and I'm never doing that again. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I went up there and had it done, and oh my heavens. I didn't get past the second stage.
Wow, because it hurt, huh?
And it feels like, you know how like when you eat something cold and it hits your teeth? That's what it feels like. And it's just waves and waves. I had to drive all the way back to Tupelo from Nashville with that going through.
Maybe you have to do that, do the painless dentistry thing where they knock you out.
That would be good.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it works then. But a lot of times when I see those brightened teeth, they look silly because they're so white. They were never that white.
Right. Yeah, they look fluorescent.
You know, they look fluorescent, and I don't think that looks very good either. Lee Bryce, he's got number one song for second week in a row. Yeah. I don't dance. Elvis Presley week in Memphis, Tennessee. Today's the big auction. Elvis's first known signature on a Tupelo, Mississippi school library card.
Nice.
Handwritten set list from 69, some jewelry, a Cadillac, and other stuff.
Very cool.
So Priscilla may actually bid for some of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Because none of it's Elvis's stuff. It was all secondhand. You know, other parties had it.
Yeah.
So the Graceland people may actually, they said they're going to bid for a few things, but they didn't want to say which ones because obviously people would bid them up.
Right, exactly.
And Celine Dion canceling everything involved with her career. She's got problems with her throat and her husband's fighting cancer. So she's canceled every tour, everything, till further notice.
Wow.
Just trying to take care of her husband.
Just trying to take care of herself and her husband.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
There you go. We've got the weekend coming. We're not through with summer yet. You know, this is still right in the middle of summer, even though schools have mostly all restarted around here.
Yeah, they have too.
Yeah, they have here.
I thought school shouldn't start till after September. What happened to that rule?
They need more days, apparently.
I guess.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Well, you know, we didn't go many days, and look at us.
Yeah.
Whoops. Well, I guess we ought to go to school year-round, then,
based on that theory. Maybe don't look at us. That might be better. All right.
You guys have a beautiful weekend.
Have a great weekend, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.